If God created heaven and earth, who created God? Everything that we know and can see had a beginning and will have an ending. We naturally think that everything had to have started somewhere and somehow. If we see a building, we know it was built by someone. If we see rivers and oceans, we rightfully know they had a beginning. We know that these things will also have an ending one day. But what about God? Who created the Creator? Let's begin by looking at the first book in the Bible. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." In the beginning of everything that had a beginning, we see that God created it. He was there beforehand as the eternal, existent one. We read in Colossians 1:16 and 17, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist." All things were created by him and are preserved by him. We read of the Lord Jesus in John 1:3 telling us that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Let's notice the particular language that is used of the Lord as he spoke to Moses about appearing before the children of God in Egypt. Exodus 3:13 and 14 says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus thou shalt say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." The Lord has many names, each one important in describing another characteristic of himself. Here, in talking with Moses, he says that his name is I am. This speaks of his eternal existence. Always, throughout eternity, the Lord's name was I am. The Lord Jesus used that same name of himself in John 8:56-58, where he said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." I am. Christ spoke of himself, of being that eternally existent one. We read of the precious relationship with the Father and the Son in past eternity, in Proverbs 8:22-31, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was with him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of his earth, and my delights were with the Son of Man." From eternity past, the Lord Jesus was set up or ordained. Indeed, he was ordained from a past eternity to be the Savior of the world, as we read in 1 John 4:14. "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." Now let's consider the words of the psalmist in Psalm 90, verse 2. "Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God." King David had an understanding that the Lord had existed forever and will continue forever. Because the Lord himself is eternal, it's wonderful to realize that his mercy is also eternal. As we read in Psalm 103:17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." God has not been created. He is the Creator. And as such, we will all face him one day. We read in Ecclesiastes 12:1, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Let's keep in mind that we are not our own, As those who are created by God, we are His property, and will answer to Him one day. Hebrews 4:13 tells us that neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Your Creator loves you, but He hates your sin. We read in Acts 17:30 that God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The Lord wants you to turn from your sin and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your Creator wants to give you eternal life so that you can live with Him forever. John 3:36 tells us plainly that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.